Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is now already over. That's how quickly I think. Now I think the NBA Top Shot has got a little more sustainability. But the latest that I see is that the Ted Williams family is now entering the NFT market.
You know, I think the NBA thing will work because it's $9 to get highlights. And it's like buying a pack of cards.
Right.
So from that standpoint, I could see thousands of kids who are NBA fans buying into that stuff and just doing it through Apple Pay or whatever, not even seeing the money leave their bank account if they have money in the bank account. But as far as the big money stuff that's going on right now, I don't see. I don't know how that could make it. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't either. And I'm pretty open to these things.
So I was thinking the other day, you know, we had Craig in here, you know, and I got really angry at him because he sold the F-150.
Yeah, he sold his Raptor, yep.
You know, because he had to, I guess, feed his family or something. I don't know.
Something like that.
Something like that. At least
something serious.
That's what he's claiming. But anyway, you know, he gave me a beautiful gift. I think it was my 50th birthday. I don't know. Was it my 50th birthday that he gave me that gift, the Tom Seaver statue? You remember that, Al? Was that my 50th birthday he gave that to me?
Not sure.
But he gave me a beautiful Tom Seaver statue.
The Tom Seaver statue that he had commissioned by a real statue
Mark
sculptor.
Yes. Yeah, by Mark Mellon, yep. a world class.
World class.
So he did sculptor. He did a really nice thing for me and gave me this beautiful bronze, and it's a desktop size.
Sure. Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, it used to be in here, but it's in your back in your office.
Oh,
I guess.
No, now it sits prominently because, you know, I like to see it.
Sure.
Should I sell it?
Should you sell that?
Yeah, because he sold the Raptor.
Well, you don't need the money like he needed the money, so I'd say probably not.
You'd just be selling it for spite at that point.
Yeah, that's not the right way to do it.
Isn't that what you do it for?
No. See, I think you got to get these emotions under control here.
I'm telling you right now, I was thinking about it the other day. I was looking at that statue, and you know, and I love Tom, and it's great that they're finally putting a statue up for Tom Seaver, which I've been advocating for since the day I got on this radio station in 2007 when I was speaking to millions and millions and millions of fans.
Sure.
But I don't know. I was thinking after, you know, Craig finally told me what he did with the Raptor because I had not known.
Well, you kind of knew.
No, I didn't know.
You had told me that was your thought for a long time.
It's one of those things I didn't want to know.
Okay. And then you finally asked.
But I had to ask.
Right. Well, don't you feel good about that, though, that he was able to, in a tough time, use that Raptor to help himself out in that spot?
Yeah, but I don't know if he sold the Raptor to gamble or he really sold the Raptor to feed his family.
Well, I mean, I think you have to believe him now.
It sounded like he sold the Raptor to pay some bills, not gambling.
Yeah.
That's the way I took it. Like he sold the Raptor when he was down to, that was all he had left.
He had to pay the lawyer, whatever.
Whatever it was, he said he was able to live off that Raptor for a while. So you got to feel good about that. It's a good ending to a story.
I mean, you know, but it all started because he claimed that I re-gifted something to Jerry that he gave me, which in fact he did not give me.
Well, you did that with Bobby Dwyer. Bobby gave you something and you gave it back to him. That's
a
true story.
That.
Yes.
I admit that.
Yeah, that's
Bobby
worse.
Because
that's the guy who gave
so
it to
okay.
you.
Yeah, but that's okay. Bobby understands.
Yeah, but also, but this is a nice, you know, you want to honor Mark Mellon.
Nice Mellon's.
You know, the whole thing.
So what did I do with Bobby Dwyer? I took him out to Cincinnati, got to meet Marvin Lewis and Andy Dalton. You know,
oh, the slate is clean there.
I mean, all right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but we know that you've done a lot of stuff for Bobby, but that fact still remains that he gave you something and you gave it back to him. Not realizing.
Why, I didn't know where it came from.
Oh, right.
That was great.
But that's such a great story. That he's putting thought into what can I get Boomer? What's he going to love? What's he going to appreciate? Goes out, buys the thing, gives it to you. And then a year later, you're handing it back to him. Hey, you want this? Here, take this. Take this home to you, Bobby.
I found your Tom Seaver statue was for your birthday in 2014.
Okay.
14.
So it's kind of a weird.
14. Yeah, it was a weird deal. 14. He must have been making up with me or something over, I don't know.
53 then?
He was so, I will say, he was so proud of himself to give me that.
Oh, very exciting.
And it was a beautiful, beautiful piece, and it was very well thought out on Craig's part.
But so. I will say, once that the real statue is unveiled, your value of yours will go up.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
You think? Because right now, it's the only Tom Seaver statue there is. When there's a bigger one, then people are going to know that one.
People can't have that one.
Do you want it to look like yours, or do you want it to be different?
I think it should look like mine.
Yeah, yours was the prototype.
Perfect. It was who Tom Seaver was. It was the perfect delivery. You know, that's what he had. His knee was touching the ground, and he was just so extended with his legs.
So if it looks exactly like yours, you're going to be happy, not upset.
It should.
You're not going to say they ripped this off of me, these bastards.
If they do one where he's standing there, I don't think that. I think you have to see his iconic pitching pose.
Right. That's what it's got to be.
Like, you know, when they slowed down Jacob deGrom the other day in Denver, and you see how high his back leg is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that to me is like his pose.
That's his pose.
Yep. I think.
There'll be a statue of that one day, too.
It goes to show you just how important, and this is the thing I always say about Tom Seaver. Same thing with Nolan Ryan. You know, they had the quarterback lower half that the NFL is looking for. They had those big legs and hips and everything else, and that's where a lot of the power comes from.
Drop and drive, right?
Yes, but it's like Marcus Stroman is like tiny compared to those guys. Sure. But he still gets, because he puts his whole body into it. Like some guys just throw with their arms, and not Jacob deGrom and not Tom Seaver, I can tell you that.
Right, and they've been, Jacob deGrom after that Tommy John many years ago has been very healthy. Been great.
Absolutely great.
All right, let's go to Lena in Lake Grove. What's up, Lena? Good morning.
Good morning, Boomer, Gio, Jerry, Al, Eddie, all your listeners. Good morning. How are you?
All right,
good. How are you,
so
Lena?
What's going on with you, Yanks, man?
Boomer, I wanted to call to wish you a happy birthday for Saturday.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed your day. And, I'm listening here talking about the Ford Broncos, talking about plants and everything. And to the other Hall of Fame caller, can I take a guess? Is it Dan from Carteret?
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah. He's waiting there all.
Good morning, Dan. I'm in a really good mood today considering being swept by the Rays. But we'll see what we got going on against Atlanta. But I just wanted to give you guys a call and, told you I would check in, and that's what I'm doing.
So you're not letting the Yankees bring you down, Lena. You're fighting through this.
Absolutely not, man. Listen, they kind of one of those teams that get off to a slow start, if you will. I definitely think but Aaron Hicks, batting third, I'm really not feeling that. Maybe he should be moved around a little bit, but I was listening to Aaron Boone's press conference, and I was like wondering he didn't sound very encouraging, if you will. That just was my interpretation.
Well, Lena, he never does.
To the guys in the locker room, to get them a little fired up.
Yeah, I mean, apparently he had a closed-door meeting after Friday's loss. I don't know. That's just his personality. That's what the Yankees wanted. They came out of the Girardi era where he was a guy who was very tense and tight, and they wanted the opposite of that in Aaron Boone. So he's not going to change.
Listen, you know what? You take the wins, you take the losses, you move on, and then just try to do better.
Lena.
Hopefully the next two games against Atlanta, hopefully we'll get a couple of wins out of that.
I hope so, too, for you, Lena. Just for you, not for anybody else.
Right. Thanks
really
for checking in, Lena.
She sounds great. So
she
that's
does.
Awesome. That's,
she's back.
I love that. Yes.
She's back. She sounds great. Full life, full energy.
But it's about the manager can have a closed door meeting all he wants. I mean, the guys have got to start hitting.
Yeah,
man.
I mean, none of this stuff matters. It really doesn't.
It kind of does matter, but I know what the fans
want.
What
do you mean?
But the reality is, it's analytic baseball. It's 162 games. It's going to go on all summer long.
Closed door meeting. You really think those things matter in baseball?
Yeah, we used to have closed door meetings. Well, but that's football. 16 games, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, now
different.
They're going to have 17 games. You could have 17 closed-door games.
I actually think getting fired up is not a good thing for baseball sometimes.
Right.
You know, you got to be relaxed and focused. Not full fire. I'm going to go in there and hit the hell out of this ball.
Yeah, you were fired up and you pulled a quad muscle.
Yes, and a hamstring as well.
Yes.
Both.
Dan and Carteret. Dan, what do you want?
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing?
Doing good. How about you?
I'm great. Okay, fine. Now what?
I was calling to chuck some stuff at you about your birthday. And then
all right.
I got a question for you. You had a pretty tremendous 60th birthday. You did your 69.53-mile bike ride in the morning.
Yes.
The ace of the pitching staff of your favorite baseball team threw 14 strikeouts and got his first victory.
Yep.
You had your Rangers beat up on the Devils again.
Doesn't get much better than that.
You had the Jets Twitter account tweet out a video wishing you a happy birthday of your first victory of in the green and white.
Yeah, beating Miami Dolphins and Dan Marino, yeah.
Yeah, routing the Dolphins.
Yeah, slapping those guys around. Yeah, I definitely remember that.
And there was a little part of it where it was an unnecessary dive by you into the end zone. You had a clear route to the end zone when you ran it in, but you had to dive in for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah, then I did a somersault and got up and spiked it in your face. How many times have you done that? Never. Shut up. What else?
So the question that I had on my mind, but I think you kind of answered it during the opening monologue of the show. The question I had on my mind Saturday is I obviously didn't know your bike route that you were going to do. So
yeah.
I said to myself, I wonder if Boomer, you know, being the guy he is, thinking everything through, is going to make sure that this route loops him back past his neighborhood at least once or twice. Because what if he has to drop a deuce during this bike ride?
You know, it's really funny you say that. That was prayer.
Yeah, why?
Yeah, Dan would have been there to pick it up for you.
No, definitely not.
Bring it home.
I have to say, though, it was... I did have that problem.
Did you?
I had to really think it through.
Wait a second.
I got through it.
So it almost happened to you for the first time ever?
Yeah, but I was like, where am I going to go? There's nowhere to go. I mean, and I'm not, I'm not going on Ocean Parkway. I don't think the ticks are out yet, but I'm not going in there. Excrement is going to get out.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. So.
But you were able to mind control it.
I mind controlled
it. And get it back in there.
I did.
Well, that is just incredible. Have you ever met anybody else that can do this?
No, because I had a spaghetti dinner the night before.
Yeah, carb load.
A little bit. Early.
Yeah.
And I figured I'd get up early and I'd be able to go to the bathroom.
And it didn't happen?
No, and I did a protein shake with the Metamucil in it. And I'm kind of sitting there waiting. And maybe I was just so jacked up to do the bike ride that it just didn't happen for me.
Imagine if you had to.
So I had to go down for 6 hours.
Imagine if you had to poop outside without proper wiping utensils, right, and then hop back on that bike and ride.
I was thinking anytime now that I go for a longer ride, I definitely have to have some tissues or something with me.
Your ass would have looked like a baboon's ass by the time you came home. Think about that. It would have been irritated, red, and swollen.
You would have had to throw out your seat.
Yeah.
Pooh-ha! Pooh-ha!
God. You're lucky you're able to control that. You are. Yeah. You are.
I had like two in-kind bars, you know, those kind bars.
Sure. Whatever.
And then I also had a protein bar somewhere along the way.
So you will go poop in the woods, but not in a public toilet.
Yeah, but no, but I was thinking about doing it, but I didn't have the proper
wiping utensils.
Yes, exactly. So I just decided to totally mind F myself and say, no, you're not doing this. And you know what I thought about? It was really weird. I thought about that at that moment. I thought about Dan Marino.
You thought about Dan Marino?
I did.
Why?
Well, because he and I were trying to check into a hotel in Washington that one time.
And you flew home.
And because my hotel room wasn't ready.
Yeah, you flew home just to go to the bathroom.
So I was angry because I had to go home and go to the bathroom.
Why? And what was his reaction when you decided to go home instead of wait for your hotel room?
Befuddlement. That's the only way I can put it. Like, what?
I have never met anybody but you that is able to mind control his bowels.
This is like the best David Blaine trick.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's not a trick. You know, maybe it is kind of a trick.
It is a trick.
No, it's a superpower.
That's your superpower.
That is my superpower.
See, I don't think that you understand because you can do this and you don't know what it's like to not control it and just have to go wherever.
Can't do that.
I don't think you understand how powerful this is.
That's why I usually like to stay regular.
Yeah, I understand.
It's a big thing now. You know, when you get into your 60s, you end up talking about the weather, your poop, things like that.
Yeah. You know that there would be a guy, if you ended up getting off that bike and having to go in the woods somewhere, who would have recognized you. You know that. You'd be sitting there squatting.
Is that Boomer? Hey, Boomer. Is that you pooping back there, Boomer? Hey, Vinny. Hey, it's Boomer pooping. This is unbelievable.
We would all
crap.
We would all have been tagged in Twitter photos of you in the woods.
Yeah, with your bike helmet on, squatting.
Hey, look at this. Boomer pooping. I know he came out here, Boomer. You from Bethpage?
He'll crap on himself.
I'm from Bethpage. This is crazy.
You know, I so by the way.
You mind taking a selfie or you want to wait till you're done?
Wait till I'm done.
Okay.
By the way, being down there in Ocean Parkway, so they had a BMW driving experience at Toe Bay.
Oh, wow.
People screaming with BMWs in a parking lot down there. And then there had to be a 500-person motorcycle cavalcade. Geez.
Wow.
That was unbelievable because everybody had American flags on the back of their motorcycles and everything going right down Ocean Parkway.
Wow.
That was pretty cool.
And you see a lot when you're out there for six
you
hours.
I realize it. And then I went past Gilgo.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, it's where they have
the murders?
The dead bodies.
The dead bodies
like
over there. You said that like it was some sort of monument.
Well, you guys know Gilgo. I know. Al knows Gilgo.
You said it like there was some sort of like special statue that went by Gilgo where the dead bodies are over there.
Exactly.
Yeah, the beautiful dead bodies.
You know what's amazing to me? I forgot because, you know, I grew up around there. That's where the Oak Beach Inn used to be, OBI South.
Sure.
And I kind of remember all that stuff, but I haven't been there in a while. To see all the houses that are down on the water.
Yeah, ton of them.
I mean, built, I mean, like right on the shorelines.
Yeah, good luck.
Good luck is right up. So, like, how can somebody live in those houses?
Yeah, good luck. By the way, do you remember you used to talk about a place called Matthews that you'd go and dance?
Yes.
So the lake house in Bayshore,
is now Matthews?
Well, that is now the lake house. It used to be Matthews, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I used to get my freak on.
Well, that's what the guy said when I was there on Friday. He goes, tell Boomer this is where he used to get his freak on. This was this area here was the old Matthews dance floor.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, how great is that?
Now I know where that place is. Yeah. That's awesome.
Spectacular.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Where are you going? Baseball or basketball this hour? You tell me.
You know what? I'm into the basketball, man. With the 6-game win streak for the Knicks, I'm into it.
All right. Well, then we will start there. Knicks down 3 late. Get themselves even with the Pelicans.
Here's Rose driving into the corner. Bullock for three. Ties the game at 103. Reggie Bullock with a corner three from in front of the Pelicans bench.
The Pelicans never were going to give the foul.
Well, they were supposed to, but they decided not to on the floor. That, of course, Kenny Albert and Clyde Frazier, MSG, and from that point forward, all Knicks They beat the Pelicans 122-112 in overtime. Derrick Rose, 23 off the bench, that big assist right there. Julius Randle, 33 points, 10 assists, 5 steals. Here was Rose breaking down that final play on MSG.
I thought about shooting it at first, but I saw Reg in the corner. I think Lonzo was sticking him. He hedged towards me a little bit with my hesitation, and I delivered the ball on the spot. And Reg, he's a great shooter, so we got it done.
No, he was a good shooter, all right.
Between Reg and Alec, these two guys have come through big for the Knicks this year.
Yeah, role players that they haven't had in a long time. Like, really solid, veteran, good role players.
And make big shots.
Oh, yeah.
Now, he made reference to the fact that Lonzo came off him a little bit. Well, he wasn't supposed to, and he wasn't. The team was supposed to also give a foul. Stan Van Gundy's team did neither.
Today, simple. High school guys could have executed down the stretch. The 7.8 seconds, high school guys could have done what they were supposed to do.
That's great.
They didn't, and that's the way
you
it
never
goes.
You have not heard once Tom Thibodeau go down that road.
Yeah.
He hasn't had to, though, has he?
Right, I was going to say, he's coached them to a point where
it's not like they
don't make
wins. It's not like they got 40 wins.
Yeah, but they don't make dumbass mistakes like that.
Well, I mean, they've gotten better, and Friday night in Dallas was, to me, the signature win of the season. But
Put yourself in Stan Van Gundy's shoes. He tells them in the timeout to foul.
I know.
Don't foul. They don't listen to him 10 seconds later. And then Lonzo Ball, like a moron, starts going to Derrick Rose, who is at a clear, you know, they needed 3 points, the Knicks. He's got to make sure that Bullock's not open. It's obvious stuff. And you think we lost another game like this year?
So you want that guy that lost his concentration in that spot of the game, you want him on the Knicks?
Lonzo Ball? No, I never really did.
All right. Well, I just think that when you are a coach of a NBA team, an MLB team, because any of these other teams too, but you spend so much time with each other that it is really, really hard to be this aggressive in a post-game media situation. You're going to create problems. And now all of a sudden it becomes the coach's fault. He can't communicate. Well, it's just a matter. Maybe he's trying to get himself fired again. I don't know. How many times that guy been fired?
Well, he just got hired.
Yeah, but how many times has he been fired? Yeah, but they love getting fired and getting paid.
Yeah,
That's the thing. They're all looking for the payday. And if they can, they don't have to live up to a 5-year contract, then they can get fired after 1 year. They get, but, you know, Larry Brown was famous for that.
Well, he was for sure. But he also left a lot of places. He wasn't getting fired. He was leaving.
Usually worked out a buyout, though.
Yeah, he did. I mean, Stan Van Gundy wants the coach. He's just frustrated.
He is frustrated. Yeah, and Zion Williamson even said so. Like, yes, we were told what to do.
Yeah, but you know
the message was received, but it's one of those things where you got to be focused.
For like 30 seconds.
I know, but now you have the players' families, the agents, and everybody else in their ears about their coach and the coach ripping them the way that he did in the media. I don't know. I'll just tell you, there's a way to handle it. Without sounding as aggressive as Stan Van Gundy sounded. That's why I think Aaron Boone does a pretty good job of dealing with the media because he's trying to send a message, but he can't send too hard of a message because then they're just going to turn him off.
Man, I tell you, you turn 60, you get soft.
I'm being realistic.
Wow.
Yeah, this doesn't sound like the old Boomer.
Yeah, I'm a little confused right now.
Like, you guys are professionals, you're adults, deal with it, do the right thing. Right. Now it's like...
You're getting paid millions of dollars.
Relax.
Ridiculous.
I'm just saying how important it is for the coach to send the right message through the media the right way. That's all. That's part of the training that goes into these coaches. And one of the reasons why a guy like Aaron Boone has a job is because, maybe Joe Girardi was the other way.
Well, they better start winning games or he might not have a job.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not George Steinbrenner running the team. That's for sure.
You're right, but you also can't keep being last place in the AL East
Are they going to put Buck Showalter in there?
Ding dong.
Want, right?
I'll tell you, I heard Buck do a game on MLB Network last week as the analyst, not like in the studio where he was with Yes.
Yep.
He is outstanding.
Well, there you go.
Really good. One more. This was Zion. What was it like playing at the Garden now as a professional?
I'm glad you asked that, actually. I mean, New York is the mecca of basketball.
Yeah, it is.
That's right.
I love playing here.
Just so much so.
I love you playing here.
He had to catch himself.
Honestly, I think outside of New Orleans, obviously, I think this might be my favorite place to play outside of New Orleans.
How's
I can't lie to you. I can't lie to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's great.
Can't lie to you.
So much better than the Barclays Center. If you go to the Barclays Center, you get hurt immediately.
Now there's a curse there, huh?
Well, you come in hurt, and then you go out hurt.
Oh, man. James Harden wasn't hurt when he got here.
But he's got soreness now, right?
I guess. Yeah, whatever. Nets lost to the Heat 109-107, and yes, they lost Kevin Durant to a thigh contusion. Here was let me play the game winner for you because I haven't played it all morning. This was at the buzzer. Bam Adebayo. It was Chris Carino on the Fan.
There's 13 seconds to go. The shot clock is off. Miami has the ball. Did not use a timeout. Adebayo out high on the left. Game in his hands. 3 seconds to go. Starts forward. Left of the lane. To the block. Pull up jumper. Is scored at the horn.
Yep. And Miami Chris wins. Carino Miami
did
wins.
A great job there. He got everything in there.
No, he did.
No timeouts.
Carino's awesome.
The ball is in his hands. He got the whole thing in.
And he didn't sound too disappointed that the other team hit the shot, which I always think is a sign of a pro. You got to also sound excited when the other team.
Like a pro. Eddie in the Bronx. Let's go to Eddie in the Bronx. Eddie, what do you got, brother?
Puma, listen, I've been a big fan of yours for a long time.
Thank you.
Gio, I'm the guy that hates Marlins, man like you.
Oh, good, good. Love you, Ed.
Puma.
Yeah.
I'm almost driving off the freaking road on you guys getting so swept. What's going on, brother? I mean, this whole thing with Van Gundy. I've been watching the NBA all this season. Pelicans are horrible on defense. Poor Doris Burke was saying, I feel so bad for Van Gundy. These guys can't execute on defense. And you're sending bouquets to guys that don't know how to foul. What's going on, bro?
No, I'm not. Listen, Eddie, you're misinterpreting what I'm saying. Mm. All I'm saying is that the coach has got to be careful what he says in the public domain and how he says it.
Soft.
Well, you know, it's like the 70s or 80s, boys. Yeah.
You know, by the way,
you guys are stuck in the past.
This isn't the only
2020. Wow. You gotta wake up.
And this isn't the only thing.
Hey,
all of a sudden, you want that freaking DH?
Hey,
for 15 years, you hated the DH.
You guys need to woke your ass up. Because I'm telling you, that's what's going on. You can't go out there and just start ripping your players in the media. You just can't.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know.
What I'm not saying behind the scenes you can't be tough.
Is it being a grandfather
Tom Thibodeau is tough behind the scenes, but I don't think he's tough after the games. Like, he's got to watch what he says. That's the same thing with Aaron Boone.
Did you have like a enlightenment on the 60 miles or something where you came back and said, you know what, I'm just, I got to be a little
or
softer.
Or did all that poop that you rolled it in go to your head?
Oh, dude.
Listen, you narps. I'm telling you what's going on.
What about the DH? Where did that come from?
What do you mean, what about the DH?
All of a sudden, you're okay with that.
Because we got Dom Smith. And I don't want Dom Smith in left field. I'd rather have him at first base, although Pete Alonso's been playing great first base.
I cannot believe
I'm just trying
to
get as many bats in the lineup as we possibly can, and it works out in our favor. I'm for it.
It's 2021.
At least you know where I stand.
Boomer actually said, it's 2021 and you guys are living in the past.
You guys are living in the past.
Come on.
This ain't the era of Vince Lombardi, guys. I'm sorry.
Oh, I know that.
We know
I've
that.
Been saying that, but also, I mean, for crying out loud, if your team is going to be that bad, not listen to you in a timeout, and then you expect the coach to not be upset?
Like the star player just said, yeah, he told us, and we forgot 10 seconds later.
You make him run suicides.
That's okay.
You make him run suicides like Coach Carter did. All right,
who the hell is Coach Carter?
You don't know who Coach Carter is? Come on.
Coach Carter?
Yeah.
No.
A high school coach, hard ass, took some, you know, woebegone kids and made them into men and showed how a coach can really.
No, I know Norman Dale.
And impact teenagers that are going the wrong way and how important he is to them in their life and how he changed their world.
So who is he?
Well, that's who he is.
But from where?
Well, there was a movie done on him.
Right, I gave you Norman Dale, that's Hoosiers.
Norman
Who's Coach
Dale.
Carter?
It's a movie. I'll get you the movie. Okay, just give me a second.
And I know for Miracle again.
Right, well,
again.
That's a different story though. Again, a different story. You know, amateur players going into the Olympics. Different, totally different set of circumstances. These are grown men making millions and millions of dollars now. Even
and Coach Carter coached professionals?
No, he coached high school.
Amateurs.
I'm confused.
Me too.
So wait, so you're telling me if you make millions and millions of dollars and you make egregious mistakes on a court to
Samuel L. Jackson
let it
was
go?
Coach Carter. He played Coach Carter in the movie Coach Carter back in 2005.
Sure, didn't see it.
And it was a Richmond High School that he went. He played at. Coach Carter played at Richmond High School, went back and took over the coaching reins there because the school was falling apart and the kids were not playing well and didn't take care of themselves.
True story?
Yeah, very true story, yes.
I mean, you threw out that Coach Carter reference like it was Citizen Kane.
Rosebud.
The reason I did that is because that's a high school coach. There's a college coach. It's completely different. The Olympic coach, when you're talking about non-professionals playing in the Olympics, I'm talking about Stan Van Gundy, who's dealing with millionaire athletes right now.
But you just equated it to Coach Carter in high school. Who's next, Goldie Hawn and Wildcats?
I'm just saying he can't be like that publicly.
Remember when Whoopi Goldberg coached the Knicks?
Yes, I do.
And Eddie. That's what he needs
to be. Hey, Jerry, do yourself a favor. Yeah. Yes. Watch the movie Coach Carter with Samuel L. Jackson with your boys. Do yourself a favor.
I will do myself that favor.
Okay? But what I'm saying is that an NBA coach can't do what Coach Carter did for those kids. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
You numbnuts. Remember
remember that movie with Billy Crystal and George Murison? You guys remember that one?
Was that basketball?
No. That was with the South Park guys. Oh. It was called My Giant.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I do remember
Billy Crystal and George Murison.
All the bad sports movies. Uncle Drew.
Oh, yeah. Horrendous.
With your favorite player, Kyrie Irving.
Yeah. He showed up to all those filming sessions. It's great.
Oh, man. Yankees lost to the Rays 4-2. They've lost five straight. They're 5-10. Thankfully, they get a day off. They'll play the Braves tomorrow night. The Braves last night did beat the Cubs on Sunday Night Baseball. The Mets are in first place. They're 7-4 as they beat the Rockies 2-1 on Sunday. Marcus Stroman tossed a gem. 8 innings, only 90 pitches, only allowed 3 hits. He allowed just the 1 run, so all good there. Mets are also off today. We have nothing tonight. No one's playing locally. Mets visit the Cubs tomorrow. And on the ice, the Rangers beat the Devils again. 5-3 was the final score. Mika Zibanejad snaps the 3-3 tie with the power play goal late in the third period. But the Rangers still 4 points behind Boston because Boston beat the Capitals 6-3. And the Islanders, a 1-0 win over the Flyers in overtime. The game winner from Nick Leddy. All right, time now for what we call a little thing, Moment of the Day, brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it.
Moment of the Day!
And we're late, so we got to get to this because it's long. A new fake Yankee promo was created this morning now that some of their games can be seen on a new platform. That's fine for most of us, but as the fake announcer G points out, maybe not so much for others.
Hey, Yankee fans. For all you old-ass Yankee fans who don't know how to work technology, well, now you're... Get ready to talk to your grandfather for 4 hours straight, explaining to him how to get the Yankee game on Amazon. Sorry, Grandpa. Babe Ruth's been dead for a long time.
You don't know how timely this is, because I was trying to teach Sal how to use the remote for the two TVs that I put down
there. Oh, good
luck.
Nobody cares that you saw a Whitey Ford pitch in person. Just figure out how to stream the damn game, you old fart. I know that you used to have rabbit ears, and you'd watch Thurman Munson and Billy Martin on a TV that sometimes would get scrambled. But nobody cares about that anymore. We're moving on. And we're squeezing every penny out of your old ass before you die. So watch the Yankees on Amazon. Yes, there's a monthly fee, Grandpa. That's right. So get that credit card out. No, you can't write Amazon a personal check. I'm sorry. And give the Yankees more money before you die.
Moment of the day. You guys have a lovely Monday.
And by the way, just so Chernoff doesn't yell at me again, they're on Pix 11 locally. We know that. God. And it's very easy to stream. By the way, I did I did watch the game on Prime. I streamed it. It's so easy. Just put it on there. Bang. It's right there. Shows it right there. So it is easy. We're just having fun. All right? Everybody pipe down. Relax.
Yeah. That's the last time you're going to do what you just did.
What's that?
Have to explain yourself.
Well,
you don't have to. Oh, okay.
Now you got it.
Yes, all right.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
So, you know, we did this whole thing over at Sal's house in East Islip. And, so went to Teller's last week, Sunday night. That place is great, as you know. That's great.
It's one of the, I can't wait to get back there.
Really great place. And then this week, went to a place called the Americana, right in the heart of Islip, where I used to get into fights all the time when I was in high school. A place called Hutley's there. I used to go in there and just slap people around.
Just for the hell of it?
Yeah.
Just to teach them a lesson?
Yeah, but I had a cauliflower pizza last night.
You never had one of those?
I've never had a thin-crusted cauliflower-based pizza.
Yeah, it's good.
It was unbelievable.
Now, it's never going to replace the real thing, but if you're trying to be a little healthier, you can. It's a, not a bad option.
It was. I got to tell you, it was about as good as it gets.
Yeah, I know. Listen, I agree. There's some people out there that are probably like losing their minds about it. It's never going to be as good as real pizza.
No, but it was a thin crusted cauliflower based pizza, and it was really. I mean, it's just really good. It had a unique taste to it. Didn't have the normal taste to it. And I'm not trying to tell anybody. You know, I'm just telling you, I've never had it before.
Sure.
You know, yeah. I'm 60.
Right. Well, it's just burst onto the scene in the last 5 or 6 years.
I mean, just goes to show you that you can try new things later in life.
Yeah, no, I know. So when we tried to, you know me, with the, I'm either all in or I'm all out with the eating healthy thing.
Yeah.
So like if that would be like a treat when I was being super strict, is we'd throw in that cauliflower pizza into the oven, you have a couple of slices of that, and it was like you felt like you were doing something.
Your hair is fluffed up like Tony Orlando from Tony Orlando and Dawn today.
I know. I need to.
I'm so fluffed up.
I need to get a haircut. I need to get it on the sides done because I've just been so busy. I haven't had time to go in.
I think it kind of looks good. It looks, I don't know, like you put a cowboy hat on, you're like Kenny Chesney or somebody.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go with the side shorter.
Maybe Luke Bryan. Or
should
something.
I leave the top long, you think, and then let the sides get short?
I personally, I don't know. I think, like, you got so much hair right now on your head.
I know.
From your chin to the back of your neck.
Yeah.
It's like you're a big old hairy, I don't know, like a bear.
Yeah, no, sure.
No, I keep it. Just let it go.
No, but I need to do something with the sides.
But
I
you're
think.
Fluffing it up. That's the thing. Like, you got it very fluffy. You know how I put like product in my hair?
Yeah, I do. I do too.
You put product in your hair?
I do, yeah.
Doesn't look like it.
No, I do. I put a little bit of.
You tend to play with the whole show too.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's a nervous tic or something. It's also still, even though I've had this for like a year now, with the hair being long, it's still new to me. You know, and it's just when it's there, it's there. It becomes a part of you.
Let's go to Joe in Hawaii.
Hawaii?
Yeah, aloha, Joe. Hey, what's happening, brother?
Hey, man. Happy birthday, Boom.
Thank you, man. What's happening?
Lifetime Yankee fan. I heard you about Van Gundy. Yeah, I got that. But they need to have some butt kicking here, like Billy Martin style. Thibodeau's got a handle. Quinn's got a handle. Management, yeah, you can't be putting up with the nonsense. They're very sloppy. Torres is sloppy. Sanchez is sloppy. Hicks is sloppy. It's like Quinn, you know, you sit some guys down, you know, to wake them up. Like,
well, hockey's a whole different way of doing things. You know, yeah. The hockey culture, you know, will never change. It's always going to be the same. And they're actually making less money now than they were 10 years ago.
Yeah, but Thibodeau's got a handle with the Knicks. He woke up the Knicks. You got guys playing hard.
Yeah, there's no question. But he also, let's face it, he also has a guy in Julius Randle that has everything to play for in the world. And yeah. He's the superstar on the team, and he's the guy that's leading the ship. So he's lucky. He's got a superstar that's listening.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it just shows you how much coaching had an impact on this team. Now, people say the NBA coach doesn't really matter. It does with certain groups. It certainly does. And with this Knicks team, it did tenfold from where they were.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how Steve Nash handles a healthy team in the playoffs. Because God knows he's been through just absolutely a ringer as a head coach. Right now.
Well, he doesn't. I mean, if those guys are all healthy, he's not going to have to do much.
Well, that's the point. But I don't know. He's been through, like, injury after injury. He's been through defections, personal problems. I mean, it's just been unbelievable.
Well, yeah.
He probably just can't wait until the playoffs come, because then everybody will get refocused. Everybody will be healthy, and then they'll show up and they'll be a super team.
I mean, it's almost like they're messing with us. So Harden's about to come back, and then there's Kevin Durant last night limping. It's like it's impossible for them. Kevin Durant's about to come back, and there goes Harden out with a hamstring. It's insane.
That's why, you know, and I know it turns a lot of people off, the amount of money that is being made compared to the amount of games that are being played. And the way that some of these things have gone down, it's not been pretty. But I keep saying it's all going to be about the playoffs for them. You know, I mean, those guys have been through the wars of the NBA for years and years and years, and they know it's going to be about those four series that when they get to the playoffs that they have to win.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.